This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The European Union's top diplomat says the coming months are going to be crucial for Ukraine. As NPR's Michelle Kelman reports, the official's been urging Republicans on Capitol Hill to think about that and support continued U.S. military aid.
In meetings at the State Department and on Capitol Hill, the EU's High Representative Josep Borrell says he repeated this message.
An Ukrainian victory is essential for European security. But I think it's also essential for the U.S.
He says the European Union is trying to ramp up its own industrial defense capacities to help Ukraine, but that's clearly not enough, and he's worried that the U.S. aid is stalled on Capitol Hill. Borrell says many analysts are expecting a major Russian offensive this summer, and Ukraine cannot wait until the results of the next elections. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Calling Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu an obstacle to peace, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on that country to hold new elections. Schumer says he believes Israeli Prime Minister has lost his way in terms of ending the growing humanitarian crisis in Gaza brought on by Israel's war against Hamas. Schumer, the nation's highest-ranking Jewish elected official, made his criticisms of Netanyahu during a lengthy speech today on the Senate floor. The remarks were welcomed in Dearborn, Michigan, a Detroit suburb with the nation's highest concentration of Arab Americans, where Mayor Abdullah Hamoud said words are not enough. As the House bill that could lead to a TikTok ban moves to the Senate, TikTok officials say they're preparing for a legal battle. NPR's Bobby Allen reports.
Backers of the House bill say forcing TikTok's owner to sell the app from its China-based parent company is about conduct, not content. But legal scholars say shutting down a social media platform will ignite a debate in courts over the balance between free speech and national security. Jamil Jaffer leads the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University.
Restricting Americans' right to access information or ideas or a media platform from abroad implicates the First Amendment. There's really no dispute about that.
Jaffer says if the bill does become law, the government will have to show in court what evidence it has to justify a mass suppressing of online speech. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
SpaceX got its giant Starship rocket off the ground today, but as NPR's Jeff Bromfield tells us, the rocket did not make it all the way back to Earth.
Starship is the largest rocket ever built, and unlike anything that's been attempted in the past. In two previous test flights, it exploded shortly after liftoff, but this time it made it all the way to space, where it broadcast pictures of Earth below.
We heard a call out for nominal orbital insertion, which is incredible. Look at these views, Dan.
It circled partway around the planet before re-entering the atmosphere over the Indian Ocean. SpaceX says Starship broke apart upon re-entry, but the test is still considered a major step forward. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
This is NPR. Prosecutors in Manhattan say they are open to a 30-day delay to allow review of new records by the defense in former President Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York. The development comes less than 2 weeks before Trump was expected to be in Manhattan courtroom for the trial that involves hush money paid to an adult film actress during an election campaign. The trial is currently scheduled to start March 25th. Trump faces a 34-count indictment alleging he falsified New York business records in order to conceal damaging information to influence the 2016 presidential election. There's been a series of problems with the new federal student aid application known as FAFSA. NPR has previously reported on a technical error. Students whose parents did not have Social Security numbers couldn't fill out the form. NPR's Janet Ujung Lee reports the Ed Department has now updated the form to correct the problem.
The U.S. Education Department says that it's made changes to the FAFSA. Now, students whose parents or guardians who don't have a Social Security number should be able to fill out the form. The department, however, also noted that some families and counselors may still run into technical difficulties. They say they're working to find a resolution. Ed Department officials said earlier this year that they're aware of the error and have been meeting every day to fix it. Janet Ujung Lee, NPR News.
Prices may still be too high for some goods and services, but one thing that does not appear to be overly affected at the moment is spending by consumers. Commerce Department says retail sales last month rose 0.6%. The numbers are boosted by higher gas prices and an increase in auto sales. Taking those things out, sales were up by smaller than 0.3%. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.